Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hang on one second, folks. making a minor chair adjustment here. I'm literally was slipping down behind my graphic. It's like, where did he go? He's hiding back there. I don't know. Anyway, so great to have you with me. Greatly appreciate all of you for tuning in and being with us today. Thank you for that. We've had a great program. If you missed any part, by the way, of our last segment with Rick Manning and with Claire Lopez, my goodness, I'll tell you, we had just a really incredibly awesome conversation about Ukraine, about sovereignty, about NATO, about everything that's going on over there. And I really would encourage you to check that out. Because it was a really, really good conversation. Lots of, you know, different perspectives expressed, and free speech. We had a really good free speech conversation, which is the bedrock of America, the bedrock of our country, to be able to express and talk about ideas, and not necessarily everybody being in agreement, but just that we are free to be able to express our perspectives and our thoughts on these topics. So important stuff. And the reason why CensorTrack exists, and let me bring into our conversation Tiaran Rose Mandelberg, Newsbusters and CensorTrack.org. T. Rose, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. I'm always happy to be here.
Well, I'm very glad that you are able to join me today. And one of the things that you and I talked about in the green room that I wanted to make sure that we cover today, and now I've got to bring it back up again because when I shifted screens, it decided. I tell you, technology. Everybody's talking about, oh, we need to do AI. AI, yeah, AI has a mind of its own. And I'm telling you, folks, be very careful about what you wish for when it comes to the idea of AI, because I was a half hour late getting on air today, T. Rose. I was telling you about that when we were warming up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. It is July 7th was the 7-year anniversary of remembering the 5 police officers that were ambushed in Dallas, Texas by BLM, the quote-unquote peaceful protesters.
Mm-hmm.
And Sergeant Michael Smith, Senior Corporal Lauren Ahrens, Officer Michael Kroll, Officer Patrick Zamaripa, and Officer Brent Thompson were assassinated, and there was a National Action Now chapter president in Dallas that was in an interview and said the only regret that they had was that they did not kill more police officers.
Pastor Greg, it's literally heartbreaking to, you know, though this happened 7 years ago, it's so sad. And the fact that, you know, you and I are mentioning it now, but how many mainstream media places did you see mention it on the anniversary or around it?
I didn't hear it. Yeah, I didn't hear any.
Right.
I didn't hear any. You know, and which is really sad. And you know, the other piece to this, now let's see, there was, Run for Blue event honors. So July 8th, there was a Run for Blue event that honored fallen officers, including the 5 officers that took place in Dallas. They had a Run for the Blue event that took place there.
Okay.
But mainstream media?
Right. No, they don't cover it. I just did like a basic search on Google I've got my laptop here. You know, Google, they're obviously biased, but everybody uses Google, right? So I did a basic search, you know, 7-year anniversary, Dallas, 5 police officers. All I got was sources that were from specifically the Dallas area. Like, it wasn't MSNBC, it wasn't NBC, it wasn't CNN.
Yep.
You know, they weren't covering it because you have to recognize that this pushes the, you know, what this is, what this situation is that the BLM is not this all, you know, this thing that needs to be praised. They killed 5 innocent people. And the mainstream media wants you to believe that BLM is some wonderful, you know, gospel that everybody should be praising. And so when they mess up, of course the mainstream media is not going to follow or, you know, post about it, because why would they push something that tarnishes the reputation that they're trying to represent for the BLM people? So it's not surprising, but it is still very upsetting.
Well, and the gunman who did this, but this is, again, you know, this is on Fox, but it's an article dated July 8, 2016. Dallas sniper who gunned down 5 wanted to kill white people, according to the police chief there.
But, Pastor, if this were switched, if this were the opposite, if a white man said, I want to kill black people, this would be everywhere. So why is it now that because the races are switched, nobody talks about it?
And they would have burned down the city as well. The antagonists would have burned down the city as well, which because that's exactly what they've done. That's what they did in Ferguson. They did it in several different places across the country where they were, you know, burning down the city. All right. Well, we just simply, my goal was to simply honor these police officers who were assassinated, murdered in the line of duty, and to call attention to their service to their community, and to ask people to be continuing, because as was discussed on yesterday, I had 2 different representatives. One was a representative of the National Police Alliance, American Police Officers Alliance, and the other one was the vice president of the National Center for Police Defense. Both we had, you know, talking about the war on police and what they're facing and the reality that, you know, everybody maybe sets this stuff aside, but those families who lost, you know, a dad, a son, a husband, you know, those families continue to have to cope with that loss today. And so please remember them in your prayers.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's see. We were talking also a little bit about the Twitter and Facebook quote unquote war, the Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and what have you. But T-Rose, to me that's almost a distraction, because you know, I am still, my primary account is still banned for life, and I can't even at this point, I'm not even allowed to put forward a appeal. I'm just plain banned for life from Twitter.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not really surprising, Pastor Greg. I feel like people had such high expectations and hopes for Elon Musk. And, you know, I might have been one of them at moments, hopeful that he would kind of flip the switch and, you know, change what was once supposedly set up to be this de facto town square, right? And this public place for virtual public place where people could communicate and, you know, share their opinions on things. I was hopeful that when he took over with the promises that he made, we would kind of go back to that. But, you know, like you're just saying, there are still so many people that are censored. We at the MRC have to be extremely careful about what information we push, because we are a digital media company. You know, we don't have a TV station. So
right.
Our information is spread primarily through social media. And when Twitter or Facebook, for example, like I do videos every week about how the LGBTQ mob is coming after our children and coming to corrupt our nation. And every single week, I have to make a specific version that will adhere to Twitter and Facebook's policies. Because Rumble, for example, let me say, you know, let me present the truth in the right, most clear form for Twitter and Facebook. I have to then, you know, edit out any times they say the word transgender or call a transgender, quote unquote, woman by their actual biological sex, which is a man. So I have to be extremely careful. And it's upsetting because it's like, you know, we work at these conservative companies, but because of the restrictions placed still by Elon Musk,
yep,
and, you know, Facebook and Twitter, we still have to be so particular. And like you, you're sitting here and you're not, you don't want to go on Twitter and say, I want to kill all these people. You literally just want to share the truth, and they won't let you do that.
Well, no, the reality is too, you know, as you and I have discussed, the gospel of Jesus Christ sets people free from sin. That's the issue. And right, so for those that are trapped in the lifestyle, there's hope, because there's hope found in Christ to set you free. But, you know, a man is never going to be a woman, no matter what kind of surgery you have or what have you. And it's really, you know, we have another situation. I think it was, is it Sweden?
The Netherlands,
where, you know, where we have a man who is who wins the Miss Universe,
yep,
pageant representation for the Netherlands for Miss Universe, a man.
I know it. I wrote a piece about that just because I was so flabbergasted, and I had written one a couple months ago. There was one boy who won Miss Greater Dairy in New Hampshire, a very minimal pageant, but set him up to win, you know, to compete in like the Miss New Hampshire pageant, which would have then been the Miss America pageant, and so on and so on. And it was a very obvious male. And even if he was a female, he would not have won the beauty pageant. He just won on contingencies because of, you know, quote unquote, inclusivity. And similarly, this Netherlands situation, this dude named Ricky, decided to be a female and participate. And looking at Ricky, I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but Ricky versus his runner-up, the runner-up was, I'm not trying to be mean, like, based on appearance, but I'm telling you, like, the runner-up was a very beautiful woman. And you, yep, could very much tell Ricky was,
yep,
he was not as attractive because he was a male. He was, you know, his face wasn't designed to be wearing and a blowed out hairstyle, you know?
So, well, but this was all about, because the Miss Universe, the Miss Universe pageant is owned now by a transgender person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so this is all about agenda. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know, you know, and these corporations, I'm going to be, you know, doing an interview, I believe, tomorrow with Dr. Samuel Staley, talking about, you know, DeSantis versus Disney and what does this do to his political career. In my estimation, this is a win for DeSantis to fight Disney. People are fed up with this stuff. We're parents are absolutely done.
Right.
With this, you know, gender dysphoria nonsense that they keep pushing on kids. Done.
No, I mean, thank God that they're done. I just hope that the media, you know, acknowledges that so that they can spread the word too. Because, you know, I'll talk to my mom, and she does foster care, so she's got a little foster girl that she's, you know, watching over for the time, and she's so sad that she can't homeschool her, because she's like, these schools, like, I know what they're doing to these kids, and it's unfortunate, but right now the only solution is to get your kids out of these places or put them in schools that aren't pushing this indoctrination policies. But parents are noticing, at least my parents and parents alike. But I just hope and pray that they notice quick enough that, you know, no more permanent damage is done. Because look at the rise in people in my generation who are now coming out as gay or lesbian or transgender or whatever the sort. And it's all because, you know, we grew up now with these policies that are just shoved down our throats. And, you know, it's become more popular to, or less popular to be straight or identify as straight. Not that you should identify as that. You should all just be straight, in my opinion. But, you know, that it is to be part of this alphabet mob.
Yeah. Well, this one's going to be a little harsh, but it you know, this is a guy that's talking about, you know, what's happening out there, and give this a listen.
How the f*** am I the only one pissed off at this? All of you, conservatives, liberals, I want everybody to look at this photograph. It's historical. Don't look away. Do you see this child, 6, 7 years old? And do you see this? And do you see this this adult who walks by and allows these children to see this shit? If I was walking past a school on the other side of the street and I had to scratch my balls because I had an itch with my pants on, I'd be in jail and I'd have a stamp as a pedophile. How the f*** are any of you, straight, black, white, gay, or any indifference, whatever the f*** you are as a human being in society, you look away from that, or you don't do anything about this?
And what he's showing there, T-Rose, is he's showing a picture of two completely naked men. Mm-hmm. Totally naked men and children being walked past that exposure.
Yeah.
No law enforcement, no arrests being made. It's as if the adults leading those kids through there are ambivalent to the fact that there's this complete and total frontal male nudity that is being displayed to and the picture is of a young girl. I mean, there aren't even words. There just are not even words to describe the depravity.
No, it's true, Pastor Greg. It's like, it's just insane. I watched this video where this man similarly walked by these two cops during a Pride festival, and he said, "Hey, is it all right if I expose my crotch?" And then the cop said, "Yeah, you can do whatever you want." And then the other cop said, "As long as you're not masturbating or something else, then you're fine to just be completely naked." And I'm like, that's like flabbergasting to me. Like, how is this what our society is allowing? I truly don't understand it. We had Miami Swim Week this past week, and this man was modeling a woman's bathing suit. And let me just leave out three of the main details, but I'll just let you know that the swimsuit was not tuck friendly, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And they were just parading around, and there's children, not only are children, you know, in the presence of these things that are happening, these parades and these events, but they're also encouraged to partake in them. You know, drag queens will say, "Hey kids, come on up on stage and shake your bum like a drag queen," or, "Oh, put on these fake eyelashes or heels or tutu and you can be just like us." Like, this is insane. This is complete indoctrination.
Well, and again, how they're parading about. Final thing, if you haven't seen it, Sounds of Freedom is still out. It's still in theaters. People are still, you know, paying it forward. My wife and my 16-year-old son and I went and saw it this past Sunday. It's just so well done, powerful, and such an important film, I think, for people to see. And the left-stream media's response has been horrific. I'll give you the final minute to just kind of talk about that if you'd like.
Yeah, Pastor Greg, you know, it's been like you said, the left media has been very horrific. They've been calling it a QAnon story and saying that trafficking kids is just a conspiracy theory. And I'm seeing it on Friday with my big sister for her birthday. And, you know, we've done a lot of coverage on it. So definitely check out some of that, kind of exposing what the left is saying about this film and the fact that they don't like the truth to be told. Right. The left doesn't like that. And so that's why they're trying to cover it up. And they're going to promote Satan instead of the truth of what's happening here, which is that we need to help these kids.
Amen. Amen. All right. T. Rose Mandelberg, NewsbustersCensorTrack.org. If you've been censored, CensorTrack.org wants to hear from you. Reach out to them, censortrack.org, and you can follow these stories that we're talking about on Newsbusters as well. Encourage you to get over to the newsbusters.org website. There's a great story up there, too, by the way, about Mark Levin talking about Merrick Garland's leakers and something you might want to check out. All right. We'll be back. Coming up, Rob Schilling joins us on the other side. Again, you know, we're exposing the Democrat Party has literally taken on a demonic agenda. And we're going to talk about it coming up right here on Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. We'll get you more right after this brief break.
So up next, we have Clan's Slate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. I am very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He has his own program, the Rob Schilling Show, and you can find that at Schilling, S-C-H-I-L-L-I-N-G, SchillingShow.com, SchillingShow.com. I want to welcome to the program Rob Schilling. Rob, welcome. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being with me today.
Hey, Pastor Greg, thank you for the invitation. I mean, these are such important days and such important times, and we need to talk about this stuff constantly. People need to get the message.
You know, I'm glad to see that that folks are jumping on to Sounds of Freedom. I think that's a great, you know, tip of the spear, if you will, mm-hmm. to identify one of the critical issues that's going on. But certainly we've got to address what they're doing. I mean, they're after our kids. And
yeah, this is so troubling, Pastor Greg, because first they came after the kids in the womb, and they continue to do that. And they have subverted God's greatest gift into being some sort of a punishment, as Barack Obama said one time. But if they don't get them in the womb and dismember them there, now they're onto them as soon as they have them in government schools, and they're feeding them all of this indoctrination, sexual grooming, and so forth, that has eternal consequences. We need to be awake to this. This is not just a passing fad. This is something where they're going for the souls of these kids.
And they've knocked down, my friend Matt Long and I were talking about this yesterday on the program, you know, and I've been talking about it, they've knocked down the primary defenses. They've eliminated parental rights. Yes. People don't realize that you can go back 30, 40 years. When you start thinking about it, Rob, if you've got to go to these educational institutions mm-hmm. and ask for permission from them to pick up your flesh and blood, your child, you got to sign them out. That should be your first indication. There's a problem here. This is your kid.
And I wonder what the parents are thinking. And I know a lot of people here and on my terrestrial radio program, you know, we broadcast out into Central Virginia here, a pretty liberal area in the Charlottesville, Albemarle County area. But there are a lot of people who listen, and I admonish them almost daily to get your kids, as I say, the hell out of government schools. Why would you send your kid to these places? And I think a lot of parents don't want to think about what we're talking about right now. They just want to think it's like it was when they went. They'll come out okay on the other side. But this is demonic. And we've seen the manifestations of this here locally, but across the country, what's going on in these classrooms. And you're right, the parents have been deprecated from their role. Why would they accept the government laying claim to their children as a primary caretaker and educator? They should take their kids home, even if it meant to the extreme that their kid was staring at a wall of paint for 8 hours a day rather than being subject to what's going on in these schools.
Well, and you know, the other side of this, of course, when you talk about how they've broken down the defenses, what have they mm-hmm. done? You know, they have, in the name of equality, yeah. they've told women that if you're at home, if you're taking care of your child, if you're raising your kids, well, that's unimportant. That makes you less. That makes you insignificant in the world, and you're having no impact. My goodness. I mean, you want to have a generational impact? Raise godly kids.
This is a lie from the pit of hell. And so two things have happened here. Number one, mothers have been somehow culturally deprived from their essence of motherhood, which is the protection.
Well, you can't say that anymore now, Rob. They're birthers. There's no such thing as a mother anymore. They're just a birther. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I come from California originally, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
My gosh.
So mothers have been deprived from the soul that God gave them to love and protect children. This is what's so disturbing. That should be the natural essence of motherhood and of the female creation. You're bearing these children. You should go to any lengths to protect them. And secondarily, that now many women are at the forefront of these issues in the classroom. We've seen it across the country. There are many more female teachers than male teachers, and they're at the forefront of pushing the sort of sexual indoctrination and even things like genital mutilation on children. It's just outrageous, but really it's tragic.
I think you really tapped into it. It's tragic, but you know, it goes back to the idea again. You know, we talk about the issue of abortion. You were talking about how they went after the mutilation of children in the womb, but they told and have been telling kids for 50 years, You're nothing more than an overdeveloped ape. You're just an overdeveloped animal, and therefore you have no ability to control your sexual impulses.
This is what's so problematic. And so we have this generation of kids being raised up thinking exactly as you've said, that they're just nothing but some sort of an animal, an accident that was just something that happened because something blew up eons ago. And so then we tell the kids that it's okay to kill other kids that happen to be younger than them. We had some protests here locally that I caught on video where the kids are out there. These are high school girls talking about how abortion is so important. So they're out there screaming for their rights to kill children that are younger than them. And then we wonder, Pastor Greg, why we have a violence problem in American schools and American culture. It starts in the womb. If you can massacre a baby in the womb and you get lauded for it, what's wrong with shooting up a school?
Well, yeah, you absolutely. You've created a culture of death. And I've had, you know, former Planned Parenthood people on my program over the course of the last 12 years, a number. Carol Everett was one of them there from Dallas who used to own the clinics. She was one of the first ones to come out. And she divested herself of that. And she's like, look, they want your four-year-old. I Cecilia Abbott blocked me. That's Governor Abbott's wife. Because I called him out for wanting to force four-year-olds into preschool for the purpose of indoctrination. Here in Texas.
You hear these stories and you wonder what's the matter with these people. And I've seen it before, too. And you know, the party of death, the Democrat Party is a party of death, but there's a lot of feckless Republicans who have no spine, who are in it for the wrong reasons, who don't stand up. When they get pressured, they back down or they capitulate to these things. And this is why we have to stay on top of all of these people, just like you're doing right now and just like I do every day. We've got to put heat where the heat is necessary and keep these people from feeling complacent, no matter what their party affiliation is. It comes down to what their policies are.
Well, and then we've also got to recognize where our authority is coming from, okay? Yes. That this book right here is the guide. This is our authority. But, you know, it's interesting, and I'm glad to see it. I don't know if you've seen this recently. There's a bunch of people that are running around talking about how certain scripture verses are missing in certain versions of the Bible. And I love it. I mean, I've been harping on this for probably 20 years. It's like, wake up, people. They've been pulling the wool over your eye about these different translations, trying to create confusion and to remove important elements about who Jesus Christ is.
You know what's fascinating about that on the other side, and I know exactly what you're talking about. On the other side, we have churches who are ignoring certain verses that are in the Bible and embracing unbiblical lifestyles that will lead to eternal damnation. Yeah. And this is happening within the church. I don't know about where you are, but I live in a very liberal town, and there's a lot of churches that have been subverted here. They have flags flying in front. We support marriage rights and so forth. I had a time some years ago where there was a local guy sending out a pro-life newsletter to all the local pastors. And one of the pastors from a local church near the University of Virginia wrote to him and said, I believe that the Holy Spirit can lead people to abortion decisions, that they would abort their child. That comes from the Holy Spirit sometimes. So take me off your mailing list. Hey, if the churches and the pastors are getting subverted, we know we're getting close, don't we?
Oh, there's no question about it. Well, you know, you look at what's happening now with the United Methodists, but even the Southern Baptists, you know, that the Southern Baptist Convention in their last meeting about 2 years ago, I believe it is, it came out and basically said whatever the pastor thinks is going to be okay. We're gonna go along with, you know, whatever the pastor thinks. But you know, that's because they say Paul is a misogynist and Paul is a homophobe. So that's that, you know, so we should discount 2/3 of the New Testament because they wanna assault and attack the Apostle Paul.
Well, they have their tactics, and again, these are demonic tactics. They're coming straight from the adversary, from the enemy, from Satan himself. And the sad thing is that people are being deceived. But we were told, the Bible told us, that people would be subject to this sort of mass deception and delusion, and we're seeing it play out before our very eyes. Things that we thought were impossible, going back to what's happening with kids right now. Hey, even 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, if you showed some of this material, and I know you've seen it, yep. It's been publicized that they're putting in the kids' minds in public libraries and government school libraries, you would be in jail for showing that imagery to children. And now these people are being lauded for it.
17 years ago, I was on the school site council in Modesto, California, before we're in Texas now. But I grew up in the Bay Area. I grew up in San Leandro. And then joined the Air Force, and that's what got me to Texas to begin with. Married my wife, she's a Texan, but ended up back out in Modesto. School site council, and my daughter was in first grade, and I'm looking at one of the reading books, and it's called And Tango Makes Three. It's the story of two male penguins adopting a child to make a family. And this was 17 years ago, Rob.
What I think it shows, Pastor Greg, is that this has been not a recent phenomenon.
Right.
This has been something that has been brewing for a good long time. There have been coordinated forces of evil going after our children and this generation and previous generations going back a long ways. The difference between then and now is that now they are very open about it, which in a way is good. So we know what we're dealing with. For years, they were subversive. And they would not come out and tell you what they're doing. Now, in many instances, they're bragging about it publicly, socially, and they're being protected by school boards, by superintendents like we have here in this community, but across the nation for doing these things. They're saying there's nothing wrong with this. We're doing good things. These are all in direct contradiction to biblical principles.
There's no question about it. I've got a post that I put up back in July of 2022, and it's titled, "It Has Always Been About the Children and Sex," and this had to do with when they were passing the Defense of Marriage Act. And one of the things that I put up there is the overhauling of straight America. Are you familiar with that document?
I'm not. Tell me about it, please.
So 1989... this is the guideline that they use. And one of the lines that they use in there talks about NAMBLA. And And it says that this is a part of our movement. It's a part of our movement, but we don't want to put pedophiles out because you're gonna have a hard time selling the idea that a pedophile is a victim.
You mentioned NAMBLA, and that's the North American Man-Boy Love Association, for people who haven't heard the term because you don't hear about them anymore, but I do remember when they were quite prominent. But isn't it interesting, Pastor Greg, that they're now using the term MAP or minor attracted person? So they're attempting once again to normalize this, and I
Absolutely.
Believe the floodgates will be open in America within a few short years, that if a minor quote-unquote consents, that there will be no laws broken or no illegality to adult child sex.
Well, I mean, that's what's happening in California right now. That's a part of what's happening. They keep reducing the age of consent for that exact purpose.
And California, and you were there, I was certainly there. I spent the majority of my life there before fleeing in 1998. I had a sense of what was coming. But it's so sad to see that this place, which God blessed with such tremendous natural beauty and resources, and which for many years was a bastion of freedom. People came from across the country and around the world to live in this place, beautiful, free, right-minded governance for the most part, and how quickly it's fallen. And I think it's a lesson for all of us who might feel secure in the places that we are, that it's only just not even a generation away, but maybe even just a couple of years away from a collapse when things seem very stable. We cannot rely on the people that we elect to hold everything together. We all have to be involved.
Well, it's that engagement, and so often, you know, our biblical worldview, we're told, no, those are just social issues. Set those aside, because the grown-ups are now going to talk at the table, without realizing that if we don't get the foundation right, none of the other decisions, whether it's budget decisions that are made or foreign policy or immigration or whatever it is, none of those decisions can be made properly without the right foundation.
So I have a very unique perspective. I'm a talk radio host. I've been doing this for 16 years. But prior to my talk radio career, I was elected to the Charlottesville City Council and served for 4 years on that body. So I have political experience preceding my radio and media presence. And God blessed me with insight. So I was serving as the first elected Republican. This was in 2002, since 1986, and probably the last in history in the city of Charlottesville. But I got a chance to see what goes on the inside in a place that has one party rule. And it was very ugly, the things that were happening. I could see God working all around me and people that were praying over me during the time. But it was very difficult to be a part of a body of five people, four of them Democrats, who couldn't stand my presence because I had a biblical worldview and a different political perspective. But boy, did it open my eyes to the amount of phonies that are in politics and to the real reason that people get involved and what's going on behind the scenes. And they are self-serving about 90% of the time.
The other thing that I think people on our side don't understand is, you know, we have a fight. Somebody wins, somebody loses. And the winner gets to enjoy their victory. The loser, bows out and says, yes, I lost. Okay. They don't ever have the mindset of losing, ever. Ever.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we fought this whole election thing, right? We know there was election fraud. We know they stole the election. We know they manipulated. We know they've been doing it for many years now. This isn't the beginning. This has been going on for a very long time. I could tell you a story about when my dad ran for city council back in the 1970s in San Leandro and how they stole that election. But that, set that aside for a minute. You know, we've got that going on. But I'm sure you saw this. No matter, even if you won an argument, won a point, got your message across, you didn't win because they don't stop.
Absolutely. It's really outrageous. I apologize if you're hearing audio coming.
No, you're good.
I don't know where that's coming from. I'm hearing ringing in my ears, but it's okay. So this is what is most important, is that people need to understand again that this is not a battle of flesh, but this is a spiritual battle that's going on right now. So there's a lot of things that happen that defy human perspective and human logic. You see things and you're like, gosh, I don't know what that was. Well, that's a demonic influence. And so this is going on in the field of politics as well. And you're right. The other side never loses, because what they do is they'll manipulate, or they'll go after people personally. What I have seen recently, and I'm sure you've seen this locally, but also on a higher level, is the attempt to intimidate biblical worldview individuals, people who are right-minded, from even running for office by going after them, by doxing them, by harassing them, by going after their families. I have a lady here who's running for school board who I've become friends with and trying to support her through prayer and just having her on my radio program. But my goodness, this is a godly woman who used to be a member of BLM, and saw the light at a transformation. God put a Holy Spirit upon her.
Awesome.
And she is under attack. She's the kindest, gentlest person. She calls herself a mama bear because she looks out for kids. But my goodness, are they going after her? So this is what we need to anticipate. First of all, that if you step up, you're going to get attacked. I'm not saying people don't step up, but be ready. Second of all, for the rest of us who are not running for office or stepping up into a prominent way, we need to be in constant prayer for the people that have put themselves on the line, because if you're going after people, you're going to be a target, and they're going to go after you, and it's going to be vicious. You've got to be ready for that.
I couldn't agree with you more. The doxing issue and what they're doing, coming to people's houses. I mean, yes. Think about what they did to Tucker Carlson. You know, his wife and his kids, you know, hovering in their bathroom, waiting for somebody to come and help them, and being in fear of the fact that these people might have knocked their front door open and come into their house while he was on air. I mean, it's an atrocity. It's atrocious, absolutely atrocious.
There was an incident right here in Charlottesville area. Tucker Carlson has a child who's in school or was in school here locally. And they were at a country club that he belongs to. And there was a guy that went after him. I think it was in front of his daughter, very loudly and viciously in a private country club that he was just there to enjoy dinner with his daughter. So this goes beyond the bounds even of your own home. They'll chase you down in other places. We remember what happened. I think it was to Sarah Huckabee when she was in a place in Lexington just down the road here, and she was working for the Trump administration, and they came after her in a restaurant. We saw this going on a lot during the Trump years, where people would be out at a restaurant just trying to enjoy themselves, and this group, this mob, angry, vile, satanic mob would show up and just start hurling epithets and vulgarity at them. And this is the sort of thing that we're going to probably be seeing more of, because as long as we have Biden in that seat, as long as we have Merrick Garland running the Department of Injustice, they're not going to do anything about that sort of intimidation. They're just a nod and a wink, and you go about your way and do what you're going to do, and we'll look at the people who are praying outside the abortion centers, and those are the ones we're going to go after.
Or that prayed outside of the abortion centers 10 years ago. We're going to come and knock your door down. I mean, it's so bad now that you have to sit there and wonder, you know, how far back are they going to go? And you may not even have been there. I mean, remember the couple there on the East Coast that was not even there on January 6th. And they came in and ransacked their house, put them in separate rooms, basically tied them up and sat them in chairs and interrogated them until they finally realized, I guess we got the wrong person here. And they leave with their front door exploded off the hinges.
Yeah, this is frightening. And this doesn't just happen to people on a lower level. I've had interviews with people like Peter Navarro and others.
Yeah, I've talked to Peter, you bet.
Who have been harassed by the FBI, by the Department of Justice, and been deprived of their constitutional rights. And there doesn't seem to be any justice for them. I'm so glad that we know the end of the story, Pastor Greg, because if this was all we had and this is what we were living under, I understand why people on the left are so unsettled in their soul, because they're trying to grab onto something. They're trying to control something that they're not able to control. And we have the peace and satisfaction of knowing that Jesus wins in the end.
I know that you're a musician. I see your guitars, by the way, on the wall in the back, and that you were involved in leading worship as well. That's one of the areas where there, you know, I think about what Sean Fuke is doing, and how, you know, we're seeing the power of praise literally, I think, breaking the princes of the power of the air in these cities, where people are stepping up and declaring and saying, Jesus Christ is Lord over this city. Talk to my audience for a minute about how important it is that we are declaring Christ's Lordship.
This is so critical, and it's been absent for a long time. There is a group, and I'm not sure if you've heard of them, but they're called the City Elders. And the City Elders movement is coming out of, I believe, Oklahoma, but we just started a chapter here in Central Virginia. And so these are a group of men and women who get together every week to pray for an hour, enjoy fellowship, and then be inspired by a speaker. And they're praying for these politicians, these people in positions of power, maybe without them even knowing it, but they're gathering together. These are people that were previously disconnected, and they are making this proclamation. It is absolutely incredible what's going on. And this is a movement that's going across the country. We saw this at some of the colleges and universities over the course of the past few months, where there was spontaneous outbursts of praise and worship, and then they went on for days on end sometimes, and people were making pilgrimages there. These are public proclamations. If people don't know that you're motivated by your biblical worldview and by your love for Christ and your understanding of where things are going in this world, if they don't know that's what motivates you, they will never get it. They don't figure it out on their own. So we have to be clear, and we have to be objective about putting this information out so that people can see it. And then if they say, hey, what makes you different? What's different about you? Or how can I learn more about what gives you peace in the midst of a storm? It's an opportunity to witness and to share the good news.
No question. Absolutely no question. I was in a traumatic car accident about 6 years ago, and I broke 34 bones in my body, and I died 4 times. I took 3 trips to heaven. But I have been sharing that testimony over Skype in Punjab, India, since 2019. We've planted 750 churches. We've put in 41 freshwater wells. We've established 4 sewing schools for widows. We have a Bible school and an orphanage. And we've seen the power of God move in Punjab, India, which is an area that there's been very little Christian movement, if you will. So there's no question that, you know, by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb, we overcome.
What a remarkable story and testimony that you've just shared. And I think this is instructive to other people who are dealing with things in their lives right now, who say, what's the purpose in this? And why am I suffering this way? What comes out on the other side? And these are things that God knows that we don't know. So he's ordained our paths. And sometimes we have a terrible traumatic accident like you have. Somebody dies in our family. We lose our jobs. Other things that are just so difficult to understand. But what comes out on the other side glorifies God, as you've just explained to us. And that is something that other people should look for in their own lives. It's easy to overlook it sometimes. Yours is a wonderful blessing in that it's obvious and clear that God used this. But God's using all of us in his own way. And we need to look for those and be lifted up by them.
Absolutely. 100%. And especially in this day and in this hour. And folks, I just share with you, your testimony, your personal testimony is going to change the atmosphere around you and the lives of those around you in a way that neither Rob nor I can, because you're connected to those people and they know your story. They know you, and you're going to be able to reveal to them the character of God, and I hope that you will. Rob, thanks for being with me today. Hold tight. Don't run off if you don't mind. Folks, I've got to cut loose. I appreciate you being with me today. Thank you so very much. Texas Fully Loaded coming up here on TECN-TV. And, of course, stay tuned there on your favorite radio station for the next program that's coming up. God bless you. I'll be back with you tomorrow.